Can I get a moment of silence for this small due diligence podcast break? Yeah, you already know what time it is. It's your girl, Kina J, here to do my due diligence, along with a few laughs, personal stories, pop culture, sisterhood, and just being a black woman in Southern California. I'm always going to be willing to provide my honest opinion on what's going on, whether it be with community, celebrity gossip, or as Sugar Free would say, street gospel. I really meant to say street gossip, but you already know street gospel sounds a little bit better coming off the tongue, don't you think? If you're just now tuning in, don't forget to go ahead and check me out on all platforms, as well as follow me on IG at @IM_KinaJ. And quit playing with yourself and quit playing with me. On me. Now, I know who had better quit playing with me is that Raising Canaan. And I ain't talking about no Raising Canaan. I ain't talking about no chicken. I'm talking about that Raising Canaan. I know they better quit playing because last Sunday it wasn't on and I was like all flustered and shit. Like, why the fuck is it not coming on? I'm ready to see what's going on because obviously he is the baby daddy. Okay, so I'm definitely ready to see that. All right, so I'm going to just go ahead and get into this, y'all. Period. Your energy introduces you before you speak. Your energy introduces you before you speak. There's nothing more, nothing less with a poked out chest. Your energy introduces you before you speak. And that's it, and that's all. When you walk up, the way you looking, that's how I'm going to play it out for you. Your energy introduces you before you speak. That phrase speaks definitely nothing but volume to me. Levels. Levels. It's levels to this shit, which is why I had to be in a great space to be able to chop it up with you guys today. Levels. You ever been somewhere and everything was all good until that one person brought their miserable ass up in there and everything just shifted? Or maybe you ever stepped your strong-headed ass in the room and everything changed because you done brought your stank-ass attitude with you, pretending that you're not the one that's giving off the bad vibes, but no, bitch, the fucked-up energy is you. It's you. I'm feeling real good, y'all, and my future is mighty bright. Did you know that when I was young, I fell up in a box of glitter and I've been shining ever since? Did you know that? Yes, that's the truth. The real truth. Also, before I begin, I just want to let you know that I am not your counselor or don't want to be, for that matter, or any of those types of things. I'm just simply speaking on how I feel in any of those situations that I've been through. And if you don't like it, well, it's my show. So what? What you going to do about it? So just take a listen, provide your opinion, or just step the fuck back and just go listen to something else. How about that? Of course, on my latest episode, I Am Not Your Motherfucking Superwoman, I mentioned that my circle is becoming even smaller. Yep, less is more, baby. It's plenty of us. And also, I talked about all the things that people expected from me. Or better yet, all the unrealistic things that I expected for myself. How about that? And I had some real fucked up ass shit happen to me the past week. And well, in my eyes, I felt that it was real fucked up. And I'm going to come back from that. I'm just going to put that out there in the air. I'm going to really come back from that. But I was real mad, y'all. I was so mad, I pulled up in the store and bought me a bottle of Hennessy and champagne. Because, shit, I've been doing this shit for a real long time. So it definitely comes naturally to me. Are y'all going to act like y'all don't know what coming naturally is? How about I'm mad and I'll drink to that? How about you got me fucked up, I'll drink to that? How about it's Monday, the week is starting off, and I'm going to just go ahead and drink to that? How about it's Tuesday after Monday, and I'll just go ahead and drink to that? It's hump day, middle of the weekend, I'll just go ahead and drink to that. Thursday, I'll go ahead and drink to that. Thank God it's Friday, we'll just go ahead and drink to that. Shit, it's Saturday, of course we're gonna go ahead and drink to that. And Sunday, we'll go ahead and let it, blessed be, we'll just go ahead and drink to that. Now I know that what y'all thinking is, this girl is an alcoholic or something, huh? An alcoholic. No, I used to go hard in the paint, y'all. I'm just going ahead and just keeping it real on how I would do and how, you know. Just because you're not going to say exactly what you do. But I do see a lot of people taking a whole lot of drinks on days. Some people do it. Some people don't. But you know what? Listen, I stop explaining myself when I realize people only understand from their own level of perception. So it doesn't really matter about what anybody thinks. But I'm just saying that's how I felt. And that's how I've been feeling about things. But back to it, you guys. At that moment, when I was getting that shot, I didn't really feel like there was anything to celebrate. About it. So I didn't. Look at that. A whole nother subject. We'll just go ahead and get back to that and go on the next subject with that on the next show, on one of the next shows coming up. When is it time for us to celebrate? You know? But anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get back on it, because I'm the type that'll get all off the subject. Just ask anybody you know me. I'll have you thinking about three different things while we have having a conversation about the first thing that had nothing to do with the three different things. But that's how I do. But anyway, today's topic is...
It's just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days when I got to be all alone. It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal. I just want to be all alone. You think I treat you wrong? I want to take some time out to think things through.
I want to take some time out to think things through. Hey, I know it always. Hey, don't take it personal. Just one of them days, huh? Just one of them days. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. I just don't give a fuck. Don't take it personal. I'm still processing. Y'all, I've been trying to speak to you guys about this and about how I've been feeling for quite some time. And I'm speaking about it from both ends. So don't take it personal that I'm not fucking with nobody right now. Or how about don't take it personal that nobody's fucking around with your ass. Because at the end of the day, don't take it personal. Just process it. Just process what we're talking about right now. How about that? I've been in the dark for quite some time. But you wouldn't even be able to notice it because I'm usually masking it by being loud. Now, wait a minute. By being loud, I am Michael Jones' daughter, so I'm definitely going to be loud. We all loud when we step up in a building. But by being loud, cracking jokes, and just dealing with other people's problems. And just dealing with other people and not just taking care of my own things that I had to do. So you already know what that means, right? You already know what that means. I haven't been being true to myself. Yes. You know, I have to validate that. But God's been giving me those signs to just go ahead and sit down so I can make some sense of it all. But me being a Taurus, I don't know how to sit down, right? So what happens after that? We put ourselves in these peculiar situations so we can see our way out of it, right? That's what I usually do. But look, it's been a cycle, but it's not. This has been a cycle, but it's definitely not my story. So I'm ready to change this shit right now. And first and foremost, I'm still processing the bullshit from 2019, 2020, 2021. I can really go back further, but I'm not going to even go there with y'all. So yeah, 2019, 2020, and 2021. That's what the fuck I'm processing right now. I'm still processing this anger that I've held as a child that I'm not sure where the fuck it stemmed from, but I'm still processing that. I'm still processing the heartache from all the loved ones that's dying on me. And that's been a cycle and up and down roller coaster for me. Yep, I'm still processing that. I'm still processing me breaking away from the old me and discovering the new me. I'm still processing the job loss and the punk ass motherfucker that didn't have the consideration that fired me with your dog ass, with your fat ass. I'm not even about to even go there. I'm not even about to go there. I'm still processing, you know, being at work and the people that's at work, how much entitlement that they feel that they have when you're working for them. I'm still processing that. Still processing that shit. Hell shit, I'm still processing a new gig I got. I'm still processing that. I'm still processing financial gain and loss and all the goals that I have not accomplished. So I'm definitely still processing that. What else am I processing? I'm still processing the fact that I'm a fine-ass 38-year-old that still looks good from high school, might I add, with two daughters that I do have to set an example for. Yeah, I do remember, like, back in the day when, you know how, because I was a rather skinny girl back in the day. Didn't really have that much body and all that type of stuff. But it was all the girls and everything with the body and the booty and all that type of shit like that. And I'm seeing y'all on social sites, and I'm seeing you bitches is looking a little blowed up. Yeah, that booty and that titty and shit, that shit ain't working for you now. You motherfuckers is looking like somebody's aunties out right now. But all I got to say is that I'm looking the same. Anyway, all right. Little booties do matter. But anyway, I'm still looking the same, okay? I'm still processing the COVID and having to wear this goddamn mask and having to get out the car, go to the store, get to the door, turn the fuck around because you didn't forgot the goddamn mask. And then I got my big head little young one with me. She didn't even bring the goddamn, she didn't even bring the motherfucking mask. I'm out. So we both the same. That's my twin. So we both the same. We both ain't got no goddamn mask. We got to go back to the car and get a whole nother mask. I'm just processing this COVID and everything and all the bullshit that's flying on with that. I'm still processing the real love that I've been blessed with. Definitely am processing that. God is definitely was working when he brought that special someone to deal with a person like me. So I'm definitely and the two girls that I have, the two queens that I have, I'm still processing that. Okay. I'm still processing how it's motherfuckers that got me fucked up. Better yet, I'm still processing how it's motherfuckers that got they self fucked up fucking around with me. How about that? I'm still processing that shit. I'm processing how much I put in and don't expect anything from it, but I still can't get the same shit in return when I do want some shit from a motherfucker. I'm still processing that. Shit, don't take that shit personal. I'm still processing. It's been a long time, y'all, of still processing the bullshit. Just shit, trying to stay content, acting like you want to change and shit, but really scared to make the change and move forward. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, let me start it over again for you. Okay? You trying to stay content, acting like you want the change, but you scared to make the change and move forward. Daily daydreaming that shoulda, coulda, woulda. Okay. Now what we not going to do is act like we don't know what shoulda, coulda, woulda is. You're going to go ahead and educate yourself. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Shoulda, coulda, woulda did it. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to do it. You know what? One of the most expensive things that you could ever do is pay attention to the wrong things and the wrong people. How about that? And process that. Don't take it personal. Anyway, y'all. That motivational, moving forward, y'all. That Motivated Monday be having you inspired. That motivational Monday be having you inspired in the motherfucker, don't it? So damn inspired. You just felt the need to cook tacos on Taco Tuesday from the day before because you just so inspired from that shit. From there, you done talked yourself up, promising that you would execute it on Wednesday, but never move forward Thursday. Nothing Friday. Couldn't get shit done Saturday. I need to relax Sunday so I can just go ahead and get everything done on Monday. Old ain't shit having ass. How about that? How about that? Don't take it personal. I was still processing. Don't take it personal. I was still processing, or rather at a standstill with a lot of issues and traumatic experiences that I was going through in my life, straight up. So really, don't take it personal. Shit, I was just bullshitting. I was definitely bullshitting. But let me explain when I say bullshitting. Look, just a little story, true story about how we perceive shit and we can be stuck not seeing the other side of things when people tell you stuff, when people tell you things. I was having this conversation with someone, basically explaining, or better yet, explaining, I must say, about why I haven't overcome my obstacles or completed the projects that I said that I was going to get done, like the Due Diligence podcast, as well as the Lipstick on the Walls. And I felt some type of way because the word complain came up. And you know, it's some words that you say to people and they like, I know you didn't complain and excuse. Complaining excuse. I know you're not talking about me. The word complain came up and I felt some kind of way because I know you're not talking about that. I'm complaining. If you would have saw my eyes the way it appears right at that, like right at him, like, excuse me, complain. And don't we too, when somebody tells you like words like that, like I know you complain, or just whatever someone tells you about yourself and you know it's the truth, you go ahead and turn around and tell them about themselves? No, wait a minute. What about you, motherfucker? No, we weren't talking about me at the time. We weren't talking about him at the time. We were definitely talking about me. And why was the reason why the talk about me was brought up? Because I was the one talking and complaining about the situation. He provided his opinion on it, and his opinion actually was right, because I definitely was complaining about what excuses and providing the excuses about what I didn't have right in my life. And I thought about it that way, I realized how much I was making justifications for myself. And I also was realizing, being that I do have two growing girls that have to look up to me, how much I was, how much I was being in my own way of making sure that I had things done and making sure that I was stopping myself from executing my dreams and making shit happen, period. Bottom line, some days I was shitting, some days I wasn't. And that was it. And that's when it comes that that's where you know that it needs to be a change. But yeah, I felt some kind of way, like, I know this mother, I know he ain't telling me that I'm complaining and making excuses. Like, who do people think they is when they tell people that? And then it be the truth. Don't take it personal. It's the truth, right? Don't take it personal. It's the truth. Y'all, it's just one of them days for me. It is definitely one of them days for me, for sure. Now, don't get it twisted. I don't need a hug or a pat on the back. I've been patting my back for years. And I'm not going to just sit here and talk about what I'm processing and all that sad ass shit. No, I'm not. Like, don't nobody got time for that. We hear that enough. I'm just letting you know where I'm coming from and taking accountability for me. I do want to mention and bring it to your attention. There is a lot of you still out here not growing up because you still want to be Toys R Us kids, repeating old habits and riding the victim wave. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, a lot of y'all out there just don't want to grow up, just want to be a Toys R Us kid, as well as the grudge holders. Yes, those grudge holders. Now, I'm not going to get like corrupt and start calling out no names, but I do know that it's a lot of you ladies and gentlemen out here accepting apologies, taking calls, opening doors, giving up the D in the box for a motherfucker that's not for you, but can't stand to be next to the person that haven't done shit to you. Yeah, don't take it personal. I just read your motherfucking ass and process that. Process that. That's what you're going to be telling. Don't take it personal. Process that. Oh, me. Process that. Look, it's not what you do, but also it's what you do not do, which we are accountable for. The first step of change is becoming aware of your own bullshit, which requires acceptance, honesty, and courage. So process that, okay? Go ahead and process it, because I know you smell that shit. I smell that motherfucker from a mile from here. So stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, y'all. Now, with all the bullshit that I was processing, shit came to a head and shit. I began to start taking things personal with people and the energy that I was surrounding myself with. I was feeling some type of way, y'all, on me. Everybody does. It's not like it's something particular. Now I'm just saying, just speaking in general, over the past, I have felt certain ways about certain things that have happened. So I was feeling some type of way. I didn't like certain reactions that I was getting. I didn't like the way people was moving. I didn't like none of that shit. I don't know about none of that. So I had to change my shit up. Now, I do know that you're not supposed to let your emotions overpower your intelligence when you're dealing with situations. But shit can be real hard when your heart and your head is not in the right space. Straight up. You could be the most nicest person, glorious person, child of the Lord, and things can go wrong when your heart and your head is not in the right place. And it didn't make anything better, because when you have certain people around you that are unhappy as well, because they might have certain things going on with themselves, you start to become what you surround yourself with. And that shit is true. People be like, you are who you surround yourself, you are who you're around. A lot of people do become who they surround themselves with. So don't take it personal that I'm choosing wisely to assure that those contagious energies do not become me, straight up. Because you know what's going to happen. See, what's going to happen is that you're going to start looking and becoming real ugly. And game recognized game, that badass energy is going to introduce you before you speak. And then you'll begin to start losing the ones that you do give a fuck about, all in the process. Now process that. Don't take it personal, okay? Yeah, man. Don't take it personal, y'all. Take a little something to sip right now for y'all. I'm glad that you guys have gotten this far in the show. And I do want to thank y'all for that, because you didn't have to listen to it. Shoe fly, don't bother me. I'm what one would call an extrovert, an outgoing, overly expressive person. I'm definitely the fuck that, like, that just about sums me all the way up. But I've been definitely feeling at times that it's a lot of you motherfuckers out here that got me fucked up, and it's definitely taking my kindness for weakness. So I've been finding myself staying to myself and in tuned to myself. I was just getting little weird vibes and all that weird shit all the way around. So I just went on ahead and stepped back and just chilled on everything. And it's been working out for me. I've been taking care of my own fucking shit. How about that? Doing what I needed to do. All the stuff that I've been needing to do while I'm already up and helping, being up in somebody else's business and their damn problems. Why?
Things just ain't the same for gangsters.
I learned a real valuable lesson not too long ago. And it was with a good friend of mine and her child. And the child was, she was real sad because no one wanted to play with her. And you know what she told her? Get over it. That's what she said. She was like, get over it. Everybody is not going to want to play with you or be around you. Learn how to be able to play with yourself. I felt like I was getting the message too when she said it. I was like, okay. But that's what she told the child. And it may have not been in those direct words, but that's just exactly how I perceived it. And it got me thinking about you grown-ass motherfucking adults out there. Yeah, y'all. You grown-ass motherfucking adults out there getting mad and feeling some type of way when someone is not trying to fuck with you. For real. You guys is feeling out there some kind of way. Feeling out there some kind of way. Y'all know what I mean. You guys are feeling some kind of way. For real. Feeling some kind of way, whatever the case may be. But listen, you should have something else better to do. You should definitely have something else better to do. You should not be so tied up in the bullshit regarding the next motherfucker not fucking with you. Because they ass probably ain't got they shit together too. That's why they on bunk and not fucking with you. That you can't even take care of your own shit. You see that? The little girl's already being taught how to fuck with herself heavy. And since a lot of you motherfuckers out here is not taught, I'm going to just go ahead and provide you with a crash course. Because I clearly see that y'all motherfuckers don't know. First of all, stop bringing your problems and issues to social media. Dropping subs and thinking that shit is cute. That shit is not cute. It's definitely not. Stop meeting new people or adding new people to your circle. Or maybe even this. Stop adding the new people to your circle, but as well as adding the old motherfuckers to your circle that you probably wasn't even fucking with at first. And now you're telling your shit it could have with us. And at the end of the day, don't nobody really want to hear the story. Straight up. Go ahead and do you. Take you some me time. Go write in your journal or something. Go write you a book. Go get a paper route. How about go take a look? It's in a book, a reading rainbow. How about you go do that? Go do that. For real. Because there's not a sympathy party. You too old for that. And if you wondering about it, 9 times out of 10, if a motherfucker is worried about what the next motherfucker is doing, do not have their shit together. That's why you worried about the next motherfucker, or you wouldn't even be asking that goddamn question, would you? You're welcome. Anyway, drama can be very exhausting, y'all. It can definitely be exhausting. That's why I place myself in the position that I am right now. And to don't take it personal, I'm just doing me. Because all I just want to do, all I really want right now at this point is for peace. Some kind of peace, some peace and quiet. Hell, just a peace of mind. That's all I need. I just need some peace. Peace with myself. Just peace. Just peace accepting my flaws and all and who I really am and my walk. So that's all I really want right now. I want some peace with my family, and whether it be my blood or not, whether we are fucking with each other on a day-to-day basis, I just want some peace with that. Peace with going to work every day and leaving my personal issues that I have at the door. That type of shit be bullshit too. Like, hopefully nobody fucks up your day, because that shit would piss me off. A motherfucker fuck your day up before you gotta go to work, and now I gotta think about this shit this whole time while I'm at work. Yeah, peace with that, y'all. Okay, peace with understanding that those loved ones that have passed away, they really wouldn't want us to be this sad. You know what? And your life, you can really make your life real sad with that, and that shit is hard as fuck. Depending on what it is, because there's different type of deaths, mother death, daughter death, son death, you know, friend death, brother death, sister death. Those are different type of deaths, so we would never understand, and that'd be a totally different subject, so I'm not going to go into that. But they definitely wouldn't want our life to be so sad. Definitely. Peace to move forward from all those life lessons that we learned and not stay stuck in it. On me. Just peace for that. How about that? For real. Another thing I had to do for myself is straight up, if I was going to go ahead and move forward and don't take it personal and really fuck with myself, is to first, number one, forgive myself for disrespecting me and those that, and forgive those that have disrespected me as well, because that would, that's going to have me thinking about, have you on my brain? And the, at the point is, I'm not supposed to be worried about what the fuck you got going on, because I have better shit to do. So I had to forgive those that disrespected me as well, so that I can go ahead and move on. Because at the end of the day, you'll never know, or you'll never win moving reckless and taking shit personal, and you'll never evolve. And that's not my purpose, and that definitely is not my story. So I'm changing. I'm moving different. Shit, 2020 different. And these snakes is not slithering through the grass. They walking up straight and they spreading that fake ass love. It's funny about the word karma. We always view it as a bad thing, but it's actually the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence, viewed as deciding their fate in future existence. Meaning, it could be a good or a bad thing. And karma says if you focus on hurt, you will continue to suffer. But if you focus on lessons, you will continue to motherfucking grow. Now, karma didn't add motherfucker in there, but I did it, and what you gonna say about it? But yeah, you can continue to grow. So karma can be a good or a bad thing. So one of the first things that I did for myself was to set boundaries. And I set boundaries for each and every person that I brought into my world, straight up. Yep, my world. Each and every person that I brought into my life. That's what I did. And make sure you avoid those that push your buttons and take you to, that take you and put you in situations, whether it be big or small, that will set your ass off. You got to make sure you watch out for those. Don't even be around them. Family, cousin, best friend, whatever. Don't even be around them right now. Make sure you do distance yourself from that. Now, they going to think that you, they done won, and you sitting around there like you the crazy motherfucking and shit, when at the end of the day, all you was trying to do was provide your point of view. So stay clear away from that type of activity. I'm going to tell you that right now. Set that motherfucking boundary right there. If that means that you just going to have to sit by yourself all up in the house and connect back to you and watch Investigation Discovery and shit and be clear of that as well, then you go ahead and do that. Just learn how to fuck with yourself heavy, and that's it, and that's all. That's all you got to do. There's always going to be something to improve with yourself. And if you think that you got all that shit up in the bag and everything, there's always going to be something to prove. If you got a child, it's going to be something to prove with them. Or maybe you got a relationship to prove with the people that you do give a fuck about that don't set off your buttons. Then you can do that then. You can go ahead and take it up there. But at the end of the day, make sure that you stay in tune to you and clear away from that bullshit, okay? Don't take it personal that you're too busy in somebody else's shit that you can't focus on your own, and you didn't probably pass up the bag. Right on up. And don't take it personal at this point right now that you ain't shit. Now, I did not say that you ain't shit all the time. I said that you're not shit right now, and that's why nobody's fucking with you. That's what I said. And don't take it personal that you're listening to this podcast and you feel some type of way because it's hitting home and you're still trying to process it. You know what you're processing. You know how it feels. Now what you gonna do about it? You ever been around someone and every time you see them or something is wrong, like, hey, girl, how's everything going? Not good, girl. Raiden cheated on me for the ninth time. Like, girl, my story's already sad. I ain't got time for hearing your sad ass shit. Avoid those people, too. For real. Avoid they ass, too. Every time you turn around, they want to soak up the goodness of making they self seem like everything else is going so bad with them. Avoid they ass, too. Stay around those that think positive and give you some challenges. Stay around those. For real. Create you a circle. Should only be a few people that you able to be around, because you're going to get too busy being around each and every person. This is Guy at my job. Like, I promise you, every time he comes in, I've never seen this man sad, but I'm sure he's had his days. And I could tell that he probably would turn up on you if you did mess with him. But he always is happy, like, good morning. He just always just provides a good energy. And just, you could tell, like, look, you know, he might have been through some things and just, you know, staying positive throughout it all, because he knows how it has been. But he just overall just has a great positive attitude. Stay around people like that. He left that at the door. It could be a lot of don't take it personals. For real, it's a lot of don't take it personal. What is your don't take it personal? It's either one or the other. Is it don't take it personal? Don't nobody want to fuck with you right now? Is it? Are you that one? Are you that don't take it personal? Or is it don't take it personal? Every time someone see you, you gang banking on bacon right now. That's why ain't nobody fucking with your ass. Is it that don't take it personal? Which one is it? Which don't take it personal you got? That's what I want to know. Is it don't take it personal? I'm not fucking with them because I don't like the shit that they were saying about me the last time I saw them because it was the truth. Is it that don't take it personal? Or is it don't take it personal because I'm not feeling it right now, so I done brought my badass energy up in here, and that's what I'm serving right now. Is it that don't fucking take it personal? Which one is it? Is it the don't take it personal, like you gonna go ahead and lose out on a good man because you compare him to the man before that wasn't shit? Is it that don't take it personal? Which one is it? Is it the don't take it personal, it's not you, it's me? But better yet, it's not me, it's them. Is it that don't take it personal? I'm just trying to figure out which one do you got going on. Which one you serving? Or how about the don't take it personal, I'm stubborn and I know that the life is too short. But I don't give a fuck because I need to have to go ahead and blame somebody. Is it that don't take it personal? Just let me know. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about, and I know that you can probably refresh on some what don't take it personals, is it? For real. Because honestly, I'm off all you motherfuckers. And at this point right now, at this point, it's not just one of them days for me. It's every day that I intend to do me, so don't take that shit personal at all. And rather than focusing on my problems that I've been focusing on, I've been focusing on my blessings. Because you can get yourself wrapped up and miss out on a whole lot of great opportunities because you're telling the next motherfucker's moves. Look at that shit. You didn't just, that shit didn't pass you right on by. You didn't missed it. You didn't missed it. You see it? Did you see that shit? The mind is like water. When it's agitated, it becomes difficult to see. But when it settles, the vision is clear, and the strategy is easy. It's definitely easy. For real. It can definitely be easy. Which is why at this present time, I'm under construction. And the only thing that I'm committed to right about now is me, and my me. Why? It's me. That's all I can tell you. So don't take it personal if I don't seem like I give a fuck. Or wait a minute. I'm sorry. Don't take it personal if it doesn't seem like I don't give a fuck. Because I don't. I don't give a fuck about your situation or what the fuck you're going through. So don't take it personal. Because I'm currently restoring myself, staying in, going out by myself, working on drinking lots of water because everybody got to work on that. But it's a lot of people that just drink water daily, but I'm working on that. Saying no to people, taking bubble baths, working hard, shifting gears, staying focused, sipping tea, drinking wine, and having a few shots here or there while I'm dealing with my day-to-day matters, whether it be a good day or a bad day, because let's keep it real. Every day is not going to always be a good day. And I'm leaving whomever and whatever that, whatever it is, I'm leaving that shit behind me. So don't take it personal that I fucks with myself heavy, because after all, I am Kenna J. You guys, thank you so much for tuning into my show. Once again, you can go ahead and follow me on all platforms. And you can go ahead and check me out on Instagram @ @IM_KennaJ. And quit playing with yourself. I'll see you guys later. Peace.